Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, Power Word Series, Share number 39. To have idealism is a very healthy, beautiful thing. But the problem is when people are very idealistic, then they become quite irritated with people who do not measure up to their standards. And that irritation can often cause them to overreact when they try to reprimand and give mussar to somebody. They see the truth so strongly, how clear you have to be and how you need to strive upward, so they tend to condemn others for not behaving in the level that they feel that they should be at or how they should grow. But the problem is when they overreact, the other people get hurt by it. They develop negative attitudes towards them and the ideals. And this is a big problem in Yiddishkeit as well. If you're idealistic about your Yiddishkeit, about your Shabbos, about your Yontif, about your learning, about your davening, it is beautiful to be idealistic. But the problem is if you get frustrated at someone who's not yet there and they're working towards it, but you're frustrated with them, then you will misuse those idealism, your love for Shabbos, your love for Torah, your love for Tefillah, and you'll misuse it when you attack others that aren't yet at that level. Instead, it's better to work on developing approaches, sensitive approaches, that will be effective in influencing someone to increase their Torah observance or their idealism. And part of our own idealism, as we strive to become better people, is to also be much more careful going forward with the feelings of other people. So don't get carried away when you get over-enthusiastic about a project, no matter how important the project may be to you. Because if you are over-enthusiastic, you will forget and hurt somebody else by not giving them the respect that they deserve, even though they fall short from your ideals right now. Another thing that's important is to identify people with their virtues. Every person has a mixture of positive qualities and negative qualities. And you have a choice. Either you'll focus on what is positive about a certain person or what is negative about a certain person. It's important to identify with their virtues, with their positive aspects. Shiyira malos chavareinu v'lechesreinu, to see the malos of your friend, not their defects. Even with casual acquaintances, it's important to do this, but all the more so when it comes to members of your own family or close relatives, close associates, neighbors, classmates, anyone you see on a regular basis. And if you identify a person with their faulty character, it'll be more likely that you'll be over on Einas Devarim. Moreover, when you do insult a person for his faults, you'll do it in a harsher manner, since you'll be oblivious to their virtues. You may think that when you focus on a person's faults, you're just seeing what is there, but that's not true. We always have good things in us that other people don't see. We have limited vision of people. When you're loving and kind, you will see more virtues. You'll see more good things. And that'll elevate your behavior towards those other people. For example, you have a person that may be very reliable, very industrious, very hardworking. Those are excellent, beautiful milos, beautiful attributes to be reliable, industrious, and hardworking. But at the same time, he may also be rigid and excessively serious and critical. You see a different person when you focus on the positive qualities than if you focus on the negative ones, and it's the same person. But when you identify with the positive qualities, and you learn your best to deal with the negative aspects of the personality, that will help greatly. Another person may be successful on a large scale and very resourceful, able to handle a lot of multiple crises very well. On the other hand, he may be impulsive, not liking detailed work, and gets bored easily. You have another person who's very honest, great integrity, always keeps their word. On the negative side, they're very obsessive about minor details. So there's always a plus and a minus. One student is brilliant and may have a fantastic memory and excels in his studies, but is introverted and not friendly towards others. Other students study diligently, kind-hearted, but they're not as bright as his classmates. So when you focus on every individual, it's important to focus on their strengths, not on their negative aspects or struggles. There's often also a painful saying that people say, if I told you once, I told you 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times. To say that is very annoying. It basically is a nagging tactic. It calls to person mind all the times that when you were nagged a person. And a person should be embarrassed. It seems like a person should be embarrassed to say this to somebody else. Why publicly announce that you are such a poor communicator when you're able to, when you're not able to motivate a person after the 1,000th time? So you need to learn positive motivating strategies. And yeah, if you're told, I told you this 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times, it could be a very degrading comment. Now, what about ignoring insults? In most situations, when you ignore an insult of others, it's the best defense against them. People won't insult you because they get some kind. People will only insult you if they get some satisfaction out of it. But if they see you're oblivious to the insults, it doesn't really bother you, then they will not be reinforced to continue. Moreover, insulting the insulter usually chepers him, goads him into increasing his insults. So there's a balance here. There are people who can ignore insults if no one else is present, but they feel a need to reply when others are present because they are afraid that they'll look bad in the eyes of others and ignore if they ignore the insult. So very often this happens also. When people ignore an insult, doesn't mean they're weak. It means they're strong. They're just holding back. Welcome opportunities for demonstrating our composure under attack. The others see our self-discipline, you know, when we're working on ourselves, and others will say, this person's able to remain calm under these trying circumstances, but, you know, it's because he's cold or unemotional. Well, in reality, he's really working very hard. And he's working on his positive image as best as he could. And this awareness will make it easier to ignore the insults that people throw at you. Another thing that's important is that when someone's ill, when they're not feeling well, it's easier to feel irritable when you're not feeling well. It's normal. Even a slight flu, a slight fever, a person won't be their regular self. And the more one suffers from it, the more crime it becomes. So that's very important to understand, to recognize the sensitivity of someone who is ill, someone who is not feeling well, and treat them with the utmost respect, the greatest respect possible. Another thing to learn is that waiting for people who are indecisive to make up their minds can also be a very frustrating experience. It can lead to you making insulting comments to the person. And normally when waiting for a person to make these comments, you have to be careful not to insult him and say lashon hara towards that person. And it was a major act of chesed to try to help such a person become more efficient in his decision to make the process alive more. And to help the person thrive more. So remember to have compassion, special compassion, to someone that's indecisive or lack confidence because they suffer a lot from their inability to decide. And we should not add suffering by causing them pain with what, you know, we may say to them. And treat them with the utmost sensitivity, with a lot of bracha and hatzlacha.